At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Well, here in Spain this week, we welcome back Brett Hansen from Brevin's Franks. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, since many of our listeners are lucky enough to be retired, today Brett will share useful information about how UK pensions are taxed in Spain. So in general, if someone living in Spain receives income from a UK pension, is the income taxed in the UK or Spain, and how?
Well, Howard, if someone is a tax resident in Spain, then their UK pension income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax and not liable to UK income tax. So for any listeners who have UK personal pensions, self-invested personal pensions, defined benefits or defined contribution pensions, then these will all be taxable in Spain and not taxable in the UK, regardless of whether the income is paid into a Spanish or UK bank account. This also applies to the UK state pension. The key, Howard, to where you pay tax on these pensions is residency, or more specifically, tax residency, not where the income is paid to. There is, though, one exception, which applies to UK government service pensions, such as civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions, where the income remains liable to UK tax and is not taxable in Spain. But although the income from these UK government service pensions will not be taxable in Spain, it is taken into account when calculating the tax on any other declarable income in Spain. And so it can have the effect of pushing this other income into higher rates of tax and can affect an individual's earned income allowance in Spain. On the matter of how pension income is taxed, it's treated in Spain as general income and taxed at scale rates, which starts at around 18 to 19%, but increases progressively to as high as around 46 to 54%, depending upon which region of Spain you live in. Residents of Spain declare this income on their tax return, the Renta 100, around May, June each year for the previous tax year, which in Spain is the calendar year. Therefore, those who are residents of Spain for this calendar year will declare their pension and any other income for tax next May or June.
Are UK pensions liable to wealth tax?
Yeah, this is an area, Howard, which is subject to interpretation and reminds me of when a doctor once told me that if you speak to 10 doctors, you'll get 11 diagnoses. Although historically pension plans were generally listed as one of the assets exempt from wealth tax, there was a ruling by Spain's Directorate General for Taxes towards the end of 2019, which concluded that non-EU pension plans do not qualify for this wealth tax exemption. This means that Spanish wealth tax should apply to a UK pension from the moment at which someone can take benefits from that pension and the pension has a fund value. But I do come across gestores who believe UK pensions are still not liable to wealth tax, but when I speak to others, they state that they are liable to this tax. Of course, wealth tax may not be an issue for many listeners, as wealth tax in Spain is dependent upon someone's level of wealth and which region of Spain they live in. For example, Andalusia and Madrid have effectively abolished the standard wealth tax for residents, while Murcia and the Balearics increased the personal allowance to 3.7 million and 3 million respectively. And whilst all regions are subject to the solidarity tax, this generally only impacts those with wealth over 4 million euros.
Can UK-based advisors advise someone living in Spain with UK pensions?
This is a good question, Howard, because over the last few years, we have seen a number of issues arise with regards to UK pensions and receiving ongoing regulated advice. Now, with regards to UK advisors, prior to Brexit, they used to be able to advise their clients living in Europe under EU financial services passporting rights. But the UK lost these rights with Brexit. And so UK-based advisors are no longer authorised to give advice within the EU. As a result of this, Howard, many UK advisors have, over the last few years, told their clients who live in Europe that they can no longer provide them with advice. And an unintended consequence of this is that many British expatriates living in Spain have tried to start taking an income or lump sum from their UK pensions or change funds within their pension funds, and they've been told that they are unable to do this unless they've received advice. The problem here, though, is that the UK pension company cannot accept you have taken advice from a UK advisor if you're living in Europe, but at the same time are not in the position to recognise that you have received advice from an EU advisor. This is leaving these UK expatriates in a situation where they're struggling to access or make changes to their UK pension funds. And so if any listeners living in Spain are still using a UK-based financial advisor or financial services firm, then I do recommend that they get confirmation from them that they can still legally provide you with regulated advice and services. Or if there are limitations to this, what are they? For example, do you have to go back to the UK for the advice? And does their professional indemnity insurance cover you in the case of poor advice? Furthermore, will your UK pension company accept advice from them whilst you're living in Spain? If any listeners are having these problems or are concerned about this, Blevins Franks do have solutions to mitigate these problems.
What other advice do you have for listeners about UK pensions and other retirement savings?
Well, Howard, for any listeners who are looking to move to Spain or are already living here, UK pensions are complex with frequent reforms in the UK and ever-changing interpretations in Spain. I would say taking professional and regulated advice is essential, and to this end, UK-based advisors rarely have the in-depth understanding of Spanish taxation and are unlikely to be able to keep up to date and react quickly to changes when needed. And as I've already touched on, most UK advisors are not regulated to give advice to EU residents. So for any listeners who are either approaching retirement or in retirement and who are moving to or already living here, should consider getting personalised advice from a Spanish-based advisor. At the same time, it's important to regularly review your pension arrangements, taking into account your current and future circumstances, along with your objectives and attitude to risk. And to this end, Blevins Franks provides integrated advice covering all of these elements for both Spain and the UK, and personalised for your circumstances and objectives.
And the port of call is the website.
If anyone would like to contact us, then the best way to do that is via our website. And on our website, there's also plenty of information about us, what we do, and about the taxes in the various countries that we work in.
And that's BlevinsFranks.com. Thanks, Brett. It certainly sounds like professional advice is important here. So can we look at how to choose an advisor next week?
Yeah, certainly, Howard.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.